This is what I felt I was to do this morning, is just honestly talk about outside the camp for a few minutes and then have us pray together. And the way I'm going to have you do it is I want to ask you to step outside the camp, which means I want you to actually leave your seat and come stand around the front as close to the front as you can. If you're physically able to do it, please just come, because we're going to take a few minutes. I've never let you out this early, I don't think ever, so you owe me some time. Just press in close. I realize some of you can't make it in, but just do what you can. The whole point is just get beyond convenience. Step beyond what's convenient for you. Thank you for doing this. And those of you that are guests that are cooperating, bless your heart. That's... tell them I said so. They'll give you two tapes. I don't know. They'll give you 30% off or something. No, we're going to pray. Let's just get everyone in as close as we can. It takes a few minutes here. But just all around the front. Honestly, what I was thinking about this morning, what I could see was literally people just stepping forward. It's just kind of a physical act that represents a spiritual reality. Sometimes physical obedience breaks things loose in the spirit. And this morning, I want us to pray along those lines. And I want us to pray regarding this whole issue of stepping outside the camp. Respectability, favor is important. Good name is important in Scripture. But how you get the good name is what he is concerned about. I only want to have a good name if it's associated with someone who values his presence more than anything else, values his person, his righteousness, his values, his kingdom, not because I was a nice guy. If that's how I get the good name, then you don't even need Jesus to get a good name. So I've asked you to step into the aisle because I want you to pray. I want you to pray aggressive prayers. I want you to pray for this passion thing to well up inside of you, where you're no longer in your control, but you're in his. This more that we keep hearing about, that I keep sensing, that I keep seeing and tasting of. It doesn't have to do with more meetings or more things to do. It's not that. It's just more of him. It's greater purpose for everything we do. It's greater intensity, greater power for every visitation has greater significance, greater breakthrough.